issues too. So the what items are required for trumasomiasis? We already hinted to it, but just look very quickly. Our sugya here on entosis, the long entosis, of course. If you haven't seen it yet, you should see it. Hopefully we'll get to it by Tuesday. Bavam Beis Tzayin Amud Aleph, that long entosis. You're going to look back at the Pesukim in the Torah when the Torah speaks about Trumas and Maestros. What does it usually speak of? The Pesukim in Vayikra and in Re'eh. Look at those Pesukim. The Gemara in Brachos, we alluded to it. Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Rashi there. If you get a chance, you can look at Rabbeinu Yonah there. The Gemara in Shabbos Samaches Amud Aleph, which Michael alluded to in the beginning of Kol Gadol, where the Gemara distinguishes between Peah and Shvius and Maestros. What does it sound like in that Gemara? And Rashi and Tosis in many places. We can, in addition to that, the Ramban al Torah in Parshas Devarim and Re'eh, in Sefer Devarim, I'm sorry, Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yedaled Pasuk Chav Gimel, and the Ramban in Bav Metzia on Pei Chesom and Beis. That's very quickly. There's a little bit of a discrepancy regarding, you just know this, Anavim and Zaysim. But just look at that. And the Ritva also in Bav Metzia on Pei Chesom and Beis, with regard to Maisa Sheni, is there any difference between, the issue we want to figure out very quickly is just what is Chayiv, and are there differences between Trumos, Maestros, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Ani? Are there any differences between that? The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, and Perek Beis Halacha Vav, and compare that to, I already alluded to it, Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Vav. Either way, you'll have to look at that. The Rambam Mababias Kolchem. The Ravid in the Yad HaChazaka, Hilchos Trumos, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Maestros, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, Maisa Sheni Aleph Gimel, and also two very important Ravids, one of the Sifra in Parshas Bechukosai, it's a Yud Beis Tes, Parsha Yud Beis Tes, I think, that's one, and the other one is in the Kosef Shem, but it's quoted in the Kaftav Aferach, in the end of the third parak of the Kaftav Aferach. Kaftav Aferach is a sefer written by Rabbi Shtori HaParchi on Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, very important sefer. So and he quotes this Ravid from Perek Orva Rotev, and it's a very important Ravid. You should just look at it, Kosev Sham, in the end of Perek, right in the end of Perek Gimel of the Kaftar of Ferach. Also look at the Mishle Melech in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. If you want, again, we wouldn't have that much, just going to go this quickly, but if you want to look at the Smag and the Ireim, they also have an important contribution to make on this issue, but if not, we'll just talk about it. Okay, that's in terms of what is Chayiv Trumas Maestros Min HaTorah. In terms of where your Chayiv Midrabanan, that's, you know, tells us here, look at the Rambam, look at the Ramban, etc. The Ramban and the Meiri, their reading of the Rambam. Regarding Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, there's also discussion in the Gemara whether kedusha shnia kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asid lavo or not. So you have our Gemara here, Vav Mud Beis through Zayin Amud Aleph, Rashi Tosis Ramban. I mentioned look at the Meiri's reading of the Rambam. Also look at the Gemara in Gittin Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about, again, just very quickly, the Gemara's discussion whether Yesh Kinen Akum Lahafkiya Mikdushas Aretz. The Gemara records a debate on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and then the bottom of the Gemara there in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara distinguishes between Surya and Eretz Yisrael proper. And that's important to know, and that the Rashi on that Gemara. Also, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chavav Amud Aleph, the Gemara of Agistun Ani Besocho. The story of the Gemara there, and look at the Rashi and that sugya. Two Rashi and Tosis on Agiston on Ibasoko, and also Tosis and Gittin Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Again, it sounds like more than it is. We'll go through it very, very quickly. Again, either before I leave or it'll be probably this year that I come back. Also, the Gemara Ksuvas Chafei Amud Aleph, on Bias Kolchem, the Gemara's discussion whether Chala and Truma Bismanazer Doraisa Drabanan, and whether you can mechalik between them. That's a Gemara in Chaf Hei Amud Aleph in Ksuvas. And look at the Ritva on that Gemara as well. In terms of the Rambam, the Rambam Pichos Trumos, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hey, and Vav, and Yud, and Chavav. That's all in Perak Aleph. Aleph, Hey, Vav, Yud, Chavav. And in Hichos Beis HaBechira, other famous Rambams, Perak Vav, Halacha Yud Dalid, through Tezayin. Okay, Yud Dalid through Tezayin. In Hichos Shemit of Yovel, just very quickly, the Rambam in Perak Dalid, Halacha Chav Hey, where the Shemitah Bezman is Ez Doraisa in these borders, Perak Tes Halacha Beis and Perak Yud Halacha Tes. Okay? And especially look at the Kesef Mishnah, Dalet Chafei. Also look at the Beis Halevi. I forgot to give the exact. It's Perak, it's Chelek Gimel Simen Aleph, but it's a massive Simen. You don't have to look at the whole thing. If you want to, you can look at the whole thing. It's a fascinating piece. But I'll bring in the exact one tomorrow. I think it's Siv Katan. A Dalet and Vav, I think, are the most important ones, but I'll try to bring that in tomorrow. And also Reb Chaim on Bias Kochem and Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Also the one in Hilchos Trumos, if you get a chance, but especially the one in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. And if you get a chance, also the Grach Al Hashas in Gittin on Zayin Amud Aleph. Also important. And then the question of the boundaries of Ole Mitzrayim for other issues, again, just very briefly, famous Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, and the Radvaz there. And the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, as well. And I guess we can leave it at that for the moment. If you want to look at the Kafto Aferach, the famous formulation of the Kafto Aferach on this issue about the borders and Bizman Hazeh and regarding other matters, that's in Perek Yud. Kafto Aferach, Perek Yud. And there's a tshuva of the Rashbats, the Tashbates, I forgot the number, I'll have to look it up, where he talks about the status of Eber HaYardin with regard to various halachas, Kfura and Navua and other such issues as well. Now, the point is, what we really want to study after we finish with the Demai, very quickly, is several issues. Number one, whether we paskin like our Gemara seems to paskin, which is that Kedusha of Ezra, what is the status of Kedusha of Ezra, essentially? Is it batal or not? Secondly, once you have the status of Kedushas Ezra, does that completely obliterate, or maybe a better way to say it would be, after the Kedusha Rishona was batel in the time of the Chorban Bayis Rishon, did that completely obliterate the significance of the boundaries of Yehoshua? Or do they still apply for certain dinim? How does that fit into also to the question of Koach Akum Lahafkia Mikedusha Saaretz and various other issues as well? Again, our Gemara speaks about our Gemara has this important line about you know, they were meniach. And the Gemara says here that harbei krochim kivshu mole mitzrayim v'lo kivshu mole bavel k'sam k'dushim shonu kivshu l'shatev v'lo kivshu l'asad lavo v'nichum k'deshi yismechu aleihem aniyim b'shvius. Also, just what does that line mean? According to Rashi, according to the other Rishonim, and the Rambam has his own reading of that line, as you'll see in these. Again, we'll try to move quickly, but these are the issues, the Eretz Yisrael issues that you should see. After that, very briefly also, we'll talk about the question of Mukaf, which comes up in the Gemara here. We're going to read it in a minute. What is the problem of being Toreim Mina Mukaf? Is that problem Daraisa, Darabanan? Is there a difference between Truma and Maestros, or Truma and Chalo? What kind of din is that? And also the question of being Torah in the Machshava, right? You know, Piz Roem, Bitzadzev, you know, Noktel, Mitzad Acher, also comes up in our Gemara. Okay, so these are the issues, these are the Zroim issues in our Gemara here, and we'll try to do them as quickly as we can. Okay. First, let's just finish reading. We were just going through the Shakla Vitaria so far. Ezra did the honors very well. So what we've seen so far in terms of the Demai questions are, we're going to revisit them in a second. I just wanted to get the survey first. Okay, we started off with the question of Behemtan Shel Tzadikim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevit HaKal Al Yadon, the Gemara's suggestion that applies to Tarovez Demai. Okay, that's, as I pointed out, that seems to be very, especially according to Bali Tosis, we'll expand on this in just a minute, that shouldn't be an obvious at all. Tosis thinks that the din of Eid, Behemta Shel Tzadikim Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevit HaKal Al Yadon, is limited to Isra Achila, and not just any Isra Achila, but Machalos Asuros of some sort, because Tosis is Mechalek between Yom Kippur and Kodem Havdalah and such things, and seems to be focusing on Ochlim. So is the Gemara saying that if Tarovez Demai was Asur, that Tarovez Demai would be the kind of Ochel about which we would apply in a Kaddish Baruch Hu maybe Takalayon? That's a simple reading of the Gemara. How does that fit with our understanding of the nature of Demai? That's point number one that we began with. We'll get back to that. There's another problem too, which we'll get to in another minute, how the Gemara could obviously apply in a Kaddish Baruch Hu maybe Takal Al Yadon in a case of Demai or Safek Tevel. Okay, we'll get to that in just a minute. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss some questions of Nemanus, and then the second point that we encountered in the context of that discussion of Nemanus is the question of Choshishin Le Chilufin. Are we worried that if you give either a mother-in-law or the Achsanya or a neighbor, if you give them something you give them the material with which to make something, are you worried that they'll be the Chalefes for positive reasons, for negative reasons, whatever the case may be? Is there such a Chashad? And if so, it seems like the Gemara is worried about Demai. And that's the second issue, the time that Demai comes up here. The question is whether or not wouldn't simply be a Svek Sveka, Safek Chiluf, Filim Titzalom or Chiluf, maybe it's it was Musar. Okay, so that's the question that some of the Chronim ask in the Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara. I mentioned the Meloah Roim in the back of the Gemara. It's just convenient to find it there. Ask this question, and it also reflects on the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid, which we already saw in the case of Tochein Eitzel Hagoy, where the Rambam expresses this concern, and the Ravid asks the question, well, isn't that a Svek Sveka, and all the Nosei Kelim join that discussion? Is Demai subject to a Svek Sveka? We already pointed out, again, Donnie made the point, maybe Demai is different, and that's what we're going to elaborate on. On the other hand, I tried to point out that the Rambam does use the language of Safek in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, even more so in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, when he speaks about the problem of Bracha. We have to get back to that as well. Obviously, this touches on the crucial question of Demai, to what extent it really is a Safek Tevel. First question that we raised, whether or not Hemtan Shel Tzadikim applies to Demai, also may very well be related to this, to what extent we understand Demai as Safek Tevel. Obviously, Tevel itself, we'd have no difficulty saying Hemtan Shel Tzadikim in a Kaddish Baruch Hu maybe Takal Al Yada. So obviously that's the implicit issue in both of these questions. Okay, then we turn the page after reading the other discussion. So the Gemara talks about Ola Shel Yerek Bebeit Shan and Rebbe's innovation and the concept of Chiddush. The question is, what is that exactly talking about? So according to most Rishonim, it's talking about Tevel Drabanan, Yerek. Yerek is, according to most Rishonim anyway, well, according to all Rishonim, in terms of Maestros, Yerek is Drabanan. So we're talking about Tevel Gomor Drabanan. That's a simple pshat. However, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in this big long Tosis, that's not what the sugya is talking about. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been mutter. We're talking about Yerek Shel Demai. Okay. We're talking about Yerek Shel Demai. So then when the Gemara discusses in the continuation on Zion and Aleph, the Gemara again asks the question, Hashem hem shul tzadikim and Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala yadon atzma lakol shekein. And that's what we're up to, I think, in our reading. So basically, once again, this is the second time that the Gemara applies the question of the takala to Demai. This is again only according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, why do we care if the Gemara previously already applied it and seemed to have accepted it? So I made a suggestion, which I'm going to elaborate on today, which is, yes, the Gemara did apply it on Vav Amud Aleph, but there was in the context of the Hava Mina that Tarovez Demai is Asur. I was raising the question, which obviously is connected to the bigger question that we're dealing with, nature of Demai, and that is, would the question of Tarovez Demai being Asur or Mutar, would that itself reflect on the true character of Demai such that it should in turn impact on whether or not we're comfortable applying the principle of Takala, yes or no? In other words, maybe only when the Gemara thought that Tarovez Demai is also too, so they viewed Demai in a certain way. Basically, what I'm suggesting is, when the Gemara thought that Tarovez Demai was Asur, it's because they were treating Demai as a kind of Macholos Asuros. And therefore, they were saying, it doesn't matter to us whether it's Tarovez or not. Fact is, if it has Cheftashel Tevel, then we are concerned. But once the Gemara says Tarovez Demai is Mutter, that there's no such Takana, this is my suggestion, my speculation. So maybe with that goes the view of Demai as really Safek Tevel. Maybe you don't look at it really as Safek Tevel anymore. Okay. Now, whether that's Lekula, Lechumra, we'll get back to that point. So if that's the case, then we might say, oh, Vav Amud Aleph is not a terrible problem at all. Vav Amud Aleph reflects a certain perspective on Demai. But once you drop that perspective, and whether we drop it or not depends on the second issue, the issue that we discussed on Thursday, a little bit at least, the machlokas between the Rambam on the one hand and Rashi and Miri on the other, namely, what was the Hava Mina of Tarovez Demai, and what is the Maskana of Tarovez Demai? What is the Hava Mina that we're machmir for Tarovez Demai even if there's no Tam? And that would only be because we're machmir and Demai to begin with, so we might as well be even more machmir. Right? There are two perspectives, opposite perspectives. In other words, one is, well, Demai is already a big kula, so don't push it. You know, in Chabala, chidusho kind of an idea. I mean, it's already practically mutter, so we add another sniff laheter, it's not going to make things worse. Or the fact that we're so machmir in Demai, despite what appeared to be very obvious kulas, shows you that the chashash for this miut, or the way in which the takana was formulated, is such that it's not susceptible to the regular kulas. I think those could be two perspectives. In general, I think we'll find this when we say rov aniyim are ma'asrim demai, is that generally meant as a kula, or sometimes can it also operate as a chumra? Again, in the context of the question of svek sveka, for example, we find achronim quoting this, invoking it, as a chumra, right? Some of the Nosakelim and the Rambam and the Chasmaisa that we were talking about before say, well, if Rove is Asur, so maybe Svek Sveka is going to be Asur as well. Right. Again, we'll look at the formulations again, but maybe because Svek Sveka is a Rove, or even if Svek Sveka isn't a Rove, the fact that Rove is Asur means that we're Choshesh Lemiyud against the regular Klali Achra, that carries over to Svek Sveka. In which case, it turns out that the din of rov indicates a chumra. And maybe one could take this a step further and say that what it really shows is that the safek tevel isn't directly, at least, isn't the only story of Demai. Maybe because of the safek tevel, they were metakein an isur drabanan b'taras vaday. In which case, it turns out that the rov, which is on some level, you know, more kal than a safek hashakol, but the fact that nonetheless ends up being a chumra. Of course, we also find the opposite, which is what makes Demai so fascinating. We find many kulas in Demai. And generally, they are attributed by the Rishonim, in some cases by the Rishalmi, to the fact, to Rava's view, that rov aniyim ma'asrim es ha-demai. Like, again, we'll have to see each one, but Machilin Asaniyim Vesachsanya Demai, example, the lack of Chomesh, the lack of Meduma, we'll discuss it more fully. To the extent, by the way, that the Torah Zraim in Demai asks a question, he says, well, it seems like, A, there's a Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, whether Rov Aniyim Asrim. That's not so clear. Whether there really is a Machlokes about the facts or whether you need Rov. We'll try to pin that down very quickly also when we summarize these things. Moreover, the way he asks the question is, according to Bali Tosfos, Rav Tarfon is of the opinion that it's not true that Rov Aniyim are Ma'asrim. It's not true. The truth is that Tosfos in Shabbos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, one of the Tosfos in the Mar Makomos, raises the question for the Gemara in Sota. If you just read the Gemara in Sota alone, right, you don't get the impression that Rov Aniyim are Ma'asrim. We just know that they're Aniyim are Makmid for Truma Gedola, and that they were lax on Trumas Meiser, and that's why a Takana was made in the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't say anything about Rov. Tosfos asks that question. How can Rava say that Rov Aniyim Ma'asrim doesn't sound that way in the Gemara and Sota? Point is, if indeed there is a view that it's not Rov, then so the Torah Zraim says, so what are you going to do with all the kulas of Demai? Right? Are you going to say that according to Rav Tarfon, or maybe according to one understanding of Abaya, that that Ein Machilin Lanim La Ksanya Demai? Right? And that there is going to be Meduma, and there is going to be Chomesh? This is serious questions. So in one view, one day of the Torah's rhyme, he says, yeah, maybe. After all, Beis Shammai said, Ein machilin nesaniyim v'asach sanya demai. Right? So if that's the case, maybe Rav Tarfon, is associated with Beis Shammai. Torah's rhyme tries to take that tack. Then he has another suggestion, which I'll get back to. The point is that the idea of rov aniyim ma'asrin can either be a kula or a chumra, depending on your point of view. Normally, we would always assume that it's a kula, but we see from those mefarshim in the Rambam that it's not, and logically, we can understand why that would point to not. On the other hand, when it comes to some of the kulos, according to the Rishalmi and the Rishonim, that are based on the fact that, well, it's anyways only a rov. So it's only a miut shav a miut, it's not even a safek hashakol. That's the other tzadha. That's the other side of this issue. On the other hand, the Torah's Rhyme's question, which is, well, could you have these kulas without Rov Aniyim Ma'asrin? The question is a very compelling question. Again, the answers are, I guess not. But they're not so satisfying in terms of all the makaros. Okay, so that's an issue to look at. Either way, my point is that, getting back to the question of Taroves, that if the Hav Amina was that even with less than Tam, Taroves is going to be subject to Demai, that might be explained, and that's what I think Ariel was suggesting the other day, and I totally agree, that might be explained along the lines of, well, we're Choshesh for a Miut, not even a Safek Ashakol, Rov is a Chumra, Rov reflects a Chumra. Since Rov reflects a Chumra, Hu Adin be Taroves, even when there's no Saint Tam. That would be the Havami. The Maskana would then be, no, we have the regular Din of Tam, Ki'ikar, and there'd be nothing more to say about the significance of Taroves, Demai, Lahalacha, anyway. But according to the other Rishonim, Rashi and the Meiri, they're reading everything, I think, the opposite way. And that is, the Havamina was that we should treat Demai like we treat any other Isser, and we should say Tam, Ki'ikar. And the Maskana is that we don't. So that reflects not a chumra of demai, but a kula of demai lamaskana. Just like there's no chomesh and there's no meduma, so too tarova's demai is not included in the takana. And the question is, why should that be true? So again, you could turn everything on its head and say, yeah, because anyways, it's such a chumra after all, even rov. So in the chabala chidusha, you don't want to apply it also to tarova. Or does it mean more than that? Maybe what it means is, or maybe what it reflects is, that we're not really worried at all about Cheftza Shel Tevel. Now, if you're really worried, Midrabanan, that this is Cheftza Shel Tevel Daraisa, then how could we defy the regular din of Tam Kiikar? If, on the other hand, the only justification for this Takana, and that's why I'm saying it's a little complicated, because it's not a question, what I'm trying really to show is, it's not a question of Kula and Chumrah. The Kulas and the Chumras here are all connected. Right? The Chumras are reason for more Chumras, right? I mean, making it kind of a Din Vadai, you know, it taking it out of the conformity that it, you know, would have had to have with other Dinim, even more Chumra Dinim. But at the same time, by making it something unique and different, it's Demai, it's not Safek Tevel. By doing that, that's a Chumra, but that's also a Kula. Right, then you can say, oh, but this takana, the special din, doesn't conform to those rules. And therefore, maybe it's only a din in Be'en, it's not a din in Tarovis. Even though Tam Kikar, if you're really worried about the, you know, the Tevel Daraisa Shabo, then you know, why should you be less worried when there's Tam? Unless you wanted to say it added Kula, another Safek, it's already pushing it that it's Rov. Rov, Svexveka, Taroves, every bite that you take is covered. It's a kind of a Svexveksveka or a Svexveka. You can interpret it that way. But I'll try to show, I think it is more than that. And if it's more than that, so maybe the point is that Kula and the Chumras merge into each other. It's more Chamor, but it's different too. It's just not defined as Safek Tevel alone. That's really what we're going to try to develop. If that's the case, so then maybe the way that we relate to Demai when we thought Tarovis was Asur is different than the way that we relate to it. That's it being Mutter, but Tarovis is one of the watersheds that prove that we don't treat it as Safek Tevel. And once that's true, then the Takal al Yadam is not going to be a problem for us anymore. It was only part of the Havamina. But that's why the Gemara in Zayin and Aleph, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is not working with Tarovis, but was working with Be'en of Demai, becomes so important. Because there, it's undeniable, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Just don't have to all like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. So let's continue from there. Maybe Rafi will pick up. Go ahead. The Dilma. Let's just go through the Shach V'Tahir first, and then we'll go back and sum up some. And then analyze some of the issues more closely. V'dilma Yisra alei mimakam acher, is that what we're up to? Right after the Gemara says, Hashem ben tishul tzadikim en akash baruch hu, maybe takal yadon, tzadikim atzalei kol shigein. Oh, so this is also, again, very important just to point out, we'll summarize it later, but, okay, we have to understand what this din of shalom and amukav is, number one. What does Rashi say, Rafi? It's a suffix that maybe the hafrasha is no good, in which case you might end up being tevel. It's a very practical halacha. Namely, if you're being mafresh shalom and amukaf, you don't know that the other tvua is still fit for a hafrasha or for tikkun tevel, and therefore there's a good possibility that there's no tikkun and therefore there's tevel. So mukaf is a very practical halacha. That's Rashi's view here. And Rashi says it elsewhere, but Rashi doesn't say it in all the places. Bali Tosas certainly don't always hold this way. It's very possible. It sounds like Mukaf is derived from a Pasuk, and it sounds like Mukaf may be a fundamental halacha. In the Mishnayos, it sounds like, both in Chala and in Truma, it sounds like Mukaf is connected to being Toreim min ha-Tahar ala Tameh min ha-Tameh ala Tahar. So, we'll have to understand that better, but we'll get back to it. For our purposes at the moment, when we're focusing on Demai, we just want to zero in on the comment of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin on the back of the Gemara here, who just says, anybody see it? It's on the Mar Makomos. No one's got that far? Rabbi Yaakov Emdin just makes the comment. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Rabbeinu Tam going to read that there's a requirement of Shalom and Amukah for Demai? That seems to be the reading of the Gemara. Again, if you read this Gemara like Rabbeinu Tam, that Yerek Bebeis Shad is Dmai, so the Gemara is saying, well, maybe it was Torah Mimakam Acher, and the Gemara says, are you going to be Choshed, Achaber, Litrom, Shalom, and Amukav? So now that applies, right? Not only to Trumas and Maestros, never mind Trumas and Maestros, Durabanon, let's say Yerek, right? But we're saying it applies to Dmai too. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden was shocked by this. Dmai has a din of Minabukov? Okay, that's again something to look at, because we're basically trying to just analyze to what extent Dmai is, you know, a Safek or a Vadai, number one, and a Vadai what? Right? Namely, Vadai treated as Tevel Drabanan or something else. Chovas HaGavra, I mentioned that, you know, maybe it isn't even Machalas HaSur, that's what I introduced it with. So this idea that Minamukaf applies to Dmai is important. Okay. Go ahead. But again, this is consistent maybe with Minamuk, with Dmai applying to the din of Takala. Okay, let's continue. Meaning it didn't happen that way. Okay, but it sounds like that could happen. That could be okay. So this is one of the rayas of Rabbeinu Tam. This is important to note too, that... Anil?
We're dealing with Dmai.
One of the rayas Rabbeinu Tam has that... I mean, the Gemara doesn't say Dmai, right? One of the rayas is... The first raya, of course, is the issue of the discrepancy of the borders. So that's already an important issue. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the borders of Tabel... Even Maaser Yerek Drabanan are more restricted, I'm sorry, are more expansive than the borders of Dmai. If Dmai is simply an extension of Tevel Drabanan, that's hard to understand a little bit. Okay. So that's point number one. But now we're also being told, Rabbeinu Tam says, that one of the rayas that this is talking about Dmai is this idea of nasanena bitzadzev achal bitzadacher. So we'll have to just look very, very quickly if that's really true. Does that really not work in regular tikkun tevel? And if so, why does it only work in Dmai? So here's an important tosis also just to add to the mix. Rafi, did you see yet? No. Anybody? Very quickly. Question of Shabbos and Yom Tov. I mean, the halacha is that you can be metakein tosis says very quickly im tomar. Right, Tanan the Perek by Madlikim, the Mishnah and Bracha in Shabbos, everybody knows, Erev Shabbos. Safek Hashecha Ma'aser Nesadmai. Ben Hashmasho Shilat to be Ma'aser Sadmai. Avadech Hashecha Lo, Amai. Kiven Efshay Day Nosein Eino Betzad Zeh Beochal Betzad Acher. Yehi Muta LaHafresh B'Shabbos K'Nemuchach the Perek Notel that when they were talking about being Mal in the Samaduma the Acharumeya. The Gemara asks Hamatakin, who Bishani, how many Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who says no, sin b'tzavzev, yochal b'tzadacher. Therefore, it's lo chashiv tikkun b'shabbos kishemale. So the point is that in Dmai, I'm sorry, in Meduma, when you have the ability to be mafresh, not by an action, but by no sin eno b'tzavzev, right, etc., mafresh mitzadacher. So that solves the problem of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Tosa is asking, if you think that that's true for the Yerek, the Beit Shan, now Tosa isn't asking only according to Rabbeinu Tam. Tosa is asking a general question. Gemara here says that Yerek, the Beit Shan, whatever it is, you can accomplish this way. So if that's true, then what would be the problem? What would be the problem of Shabbos itself? Why Dafka Erev Shabbos? Tosas asks the question for Dmai. Right? So Tosas gives an important answer here. Yishlomar, Shaini Meduma, Shekvar Hayanitkan. Avetchilasa Shel Tevel Oshari, Al Yedei De'ef Shalita Neino B'tzad Zev, Alecho B'tzad Acher. And then you have to look at the other Tosas. We'll get back to it. But again, if we're compiling a little bit of a list about the scope and the, you know, character of Dmai, so this is part of the discussion. right? Just as the boundaries are a legitimate issue, and Mukaf is the Yavitz's issue, so too, Tosis is basically saying, what's the difference between Meduma? Again, what is Meduma? Meduma means you have Truma, and the Truma is now mixed up, and it's therefore Oser to Azar, the Tarovis. But that, you're allowed to fix that on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, as long as you do it through the mechanism of Nosein Einav B'tzad Zeh. Sounds like there are two dinim, two problems on Shabbos. One is the Maisa Frasha, and the other is the impact, namely the Chalos Tikkun. It sounds like what the Gemara is saying is, if you have neither of those, because basically all you're doing is separating the Tarovas, you're not really being Metakein anything, there's no Tevel, you're not being Matir, you're just figuring out a way to neutralize the problem. It was already Betukan. That's what Tosa is saying. So if you don't have the Maisa Frasha, and you don't have a Tikkun problem either, so then it's no issue. However, when it comes to Dmai, Tosas is saying, Yerek Vebechan, which Tosas is treating as Dmai here, so then, or even Dmai, maybe Tosas is saying Kol Shekein, not just according to Rabbeinu Tam, but even the others. So when it comes to Dmai, there is some sort of Tikkun going on. That's what it sounds like. So, again, we'll have to revisit Tosas, but that would be important. Again, one might have thought that maybe Dmai is a Chovas HaFrasha, but is it really Matir? Is it Metakin anything? Is it really Tevel inside there? Okay, so these three elements, four I should say. Number one, Behemten Shel Tzadikim. Number two, the boundaries issue of Dmai. Three, Mukaf. Four, the question of HaFrasha B'Shabbos U'Biyom Tov. There's a Yerushalmi, it seems to say that you could be Ma'afrish Dmai on at least on Yom Tov. We'll get to that. Okay, let's continue. Rafi?
So, as my name just Deacon, the Rebbe Princess Menor, Harry Kaud was good with Suin, Pagaba, Begina, Nara, Amr, Begina, Kolokli, Renekla, the Abra, Bechon, Amr, Lay Ado, Lazarus, and Konko, and Yor, Lazarus, and Kondi.
Right, whether it was a real conversation is 2 days in Tosis. Right? Go ahead.
So after Sovik Osa Sabgiat Osa, Anibade Osa, so Amalay at the Holik, you don't have to show you have to call Mayim the Oba. So Holoway.
Yeah.
So Hava.
That was a good idea.
So Hava the Gabra the R the Hava the Arihiti with Pisco, Amal Holoway Ami, Lahidi Mitzvah Atik, so Holoway.
That's a very important Musar Haskel. Okay, the Bnei Levaya wasn't involved in any mitzvah, wasn't even Jewish probably, and he it would have been disrespectful, and that was worth his own Kriyas Yamsuf, personal Kriyas Yamsuf, or better, 2 days in the continuing Gemara. Okay, so that's a very important, the respect that when you give to Bnei Levaya is a very important idea. Go ahead. Chalaklei.
So Chalaklei. So Amar of Yosef, Kamen Nabish Gavra Mi Moshe, which is in Yeruyam, Tu Hazim Chazimna, Ocha Tosas in it.
Wow.
Dilma, Hacha Nami Chazimna, Ella Kim Moshe, which is in
it. It's also pretty good. Right? Okay, go ahead. Iklahu Shpiza.
Ramle, Sa'ari L'chamre, Lo Ocho.
So this becomes the important. This is the case that they're all referring to. So they came to the inn, right, and the animal wouldn't eat the sarin. Okay.
So Tinu lo ako, Nafrinu lo ako, Samu lo dimu lo ma'asron, so Asrinu lo ako.
So when he said dimu lo ma'asron, yeah, go ahead.
Then
the Gemara says Amar.
Amar ani azu olach asar shemkona bi'ata ma'achil and osa tovalim.
Yeah, go ahead.
So
Okay, so then we'll stop here for the moment. The rest is the Divrei Haggadah to the end, which is also interesting, but we'll leave that for the moment. Okay, so basically this final Pinchas Ben Yair story is interesting from several points of view. Number one, the Gemara's formulation is, Omar Lahu, Dilma Lom Asrin. Right. So, Dilma Lom Asrin, here it doesn't say that it's Demai. Right. There are two ways I think one could read the Gemara, meaning he was saying that there really was no Meiser, he had a Nevuah that there was no Meiser. I mean, it was Tevel Gomor, in which case this wouldn't be one of the three examples of Demai qualifying for Behemten Shel Tzadikim. But then the Gemara's continuation, the Gemara says, Amar Ani Azu Holeches La'asas Ritzon Kono Va'atem Machil Noso Tevalim. Again, so this would also work with the idea that it's not just Demai, but it's Tevel. Okay? In which case, again, if you say that the first Gemara is only according to the Mandamar Tarovez Demai, and the second Gemara is not really talking about Demai, not everybody holds like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's view is the minority view, actually, in reading of the Gemara. Then the third Gemara isn't talking about Demai either, it's talking about real Tevel. The problem is the next line of the Gemara. Like then the Gemara says, Mi Mechaiva, Vatanan, Halokeach Lezera, Vilabehema, Vikemach Laoros, Vishemin Ler, Vishemin Losuch Bos Hakelim, Potter Mi Admai. That's where the Gemara seems to be going back to the idea that we're talking here about the standards of Demai, not about Tevel. Okay. Then the Gemara's answer is important, that we'll just go back to later on, but Hasamit Marla, Lo Shalosh Shalokham Bitchil of Behema, Valokham Bitchil Adam, the Nimla Chayim the Behema, Chayiv La'aseh. Okay, that's an important distinction. Fine. Now, of course, these limitations, Lokeach Lezera, Le Behema, Kemach La'oros, Shemin L'ner, Shemin L'such Basakelim, that also are important. That's an important halacha. We pass in that way. Those are kulos of Demai. Because if we were talking about Tevel, Vadai, as you know, you can't be machil behema, and you can't be sach, and so on. Meaning hanoas kilui is asur and demai as well. So these are kulos of demai. So basically, even though the Gemara starts off with the language of meiser and tevel, the transition to demai is something to give us pause. Okay, so that's the Shaka Vitaria as. So let's now go back and just analyze it a little bit more. Okay, number one, with respect to the problem of kind of the question that we've raised here about the issue of whether Demai can be considered Takala, as we point out, is according to the view of Bali Tosus. We just keep everything in perspective. But it's a view of Bali Tosus, not just here, but all over Shas, meaning Tosus in Gitin and Tosus in Shabbos and Tosus in Psachim. That's where Tosus talks about this question of Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe Takala Al Yadam Behemten Shel Tzadikim, which is in a number of places. This is the predominant view that the Bali Tosus espouses, namely to be Mechalek between Achila and everything else, and as we already discussed, not just Achila, but Cheftza Shel Ochel, Achilas Ochel. Now again, Eliot suggested the other day, yeah, maybe it's just a question of Gnai. After all, if you eat the food that you eat all year round, but it's a fast day, or you eat Kodem Havdalah, so it's not Nikar in the food that it's Gnai Litzadik. It's possible. It's definitely very possible. However, as I mentioned, certainly the Netziv didn't understand it that way when he spoke about Timtum Alev, and I think other Achronim did not understand it that way either. They really understood the distinction here is between Isur Gavra and a Macholos, a Cheftashol Macholos Asuros, and I gave the examples in terms of Bracha and other such things, Pikoch Nefesh, when things come up. Yeah.
How did the Netziv understand that you have to be
alive
by the Behemoth?
Yeah, that's a good question. That is a good question. Either way, it's a Cheftashol Macholos Asuros. It's a, I guess there wasn't the behema, but it was the point of the behema was, you know, to make the point of in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, atzman, the atzman la kol shekein, which is what's normative, not the behema part. So I think that's how he would answer it. But right, I mean, the Marsha and others ask that question too. It is a good question, but I think that's how they emphasize atzman la kol shekein. That's like, you know, applies to the behema, and it applies, meaning the behema is, you know, is like whatever, but you know, but atzman la kol shekein, it's like an extension of atzman la kol shekein. Okay. Anyways,
Tosos is sort of about, I mean, when Tosos quotes the Rishonim about chumras with Nikoradio,
yeah.
In terms of, so there's a whole discussion there about maybe the Bavli versus Rishonim having different views.
Oh, you mean the on Zayin Hamoud Beis?
Right.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Right. That might be something very specific about. Maybe, but I think they have something else in mind. Chumra Nafshe, I think, is has to do more with Dmai, but we'll get to that in just a second. Okay, so that's one question. Let's say the Netziv explains with this the idea of Macholos Asuros more generally, and why Macholos Asuros can be sometimes chamor in certain dinim, even though the Ma'is Aveira, the Iser, goes the other way. The question of Bikuach Nefesh and the question of Katan, I mentioned Hanaka, etc. This distinction, that especially that it might be a distinction between Iser Gavra and Iser Chavtza, I think is said by other Achronim in addition, and I'll explain how it applies specifically here in just a minute. But we should note that the if this is a distinction, then it raises another question in the sugya, just very briefly, and that is a question of Drabbanans generally. There is a question among the Achronim in particular whether Drabbanans are Isurei Gavra or Isurei Chefta. There's a question whether Macholos Asuras are Isurei Gavra or Isurei Chefta. I should mention that. That's a Macholos HaRishonim. Issues like, you know, Davar HaAsur, Davar HaNadur comes up in Gemara's in Nadarim in particular. Rishonim discuss it there. But I don't think that is the... that is relevant to us. There's a difference between an Iser Chefza and a Chefza Shal Iser. Okay. There are really three different categories. There's an Iser Gavra, there's an Iser Chefza, and there's a Chefza Shal Iser. Chefza Shal Iser could be, doesn't have to be an Iser Chefza, but it's still a Chefza Shal Iser. By which I mean, when we talk about an Iser Chefza in the Neder versus Shavua sense, we're talking about the independent status or stature of something, even as it's disconnected from you. So that's called an Iser Chefza. That's why it's a Davar HaNadur. You know, you could say Zeh Kazeh, co-name, etc. It's very possible that Macholos Asuros don't have the status like a Davar HaNadur of an Iser Chefza. That's a debate in the Rishonim, is the Rajva, the Ritva, etc. But that doesn't mean that it's only an Iser Gavra, namely that there's nothing about the Chefta itself that is problematic. It just means that it's problematic vis-a-vis the person who's eating it. And that's what I mean by an Iser. It's not an Iser Chefta, but it is a Chefta Shel Iser. What we're talking about here is the status of the Chefta Shel Iser, as opposed to this is a neutral object completely, that just happens to be, you know, Iser de Rami, Alei Akarkafta de Gabra. Maybe you just can't eat this, not that there's anything wrong with it. No, there is something objectively problematic about it, it's just not an Iser Chefza. Okay, just to make that clear. But the question is, what about, when we speak about Drabanans, they're the question that Akronim discusses, not so much Iser Gavra and Iser Chefza, but Iser Gavra versus Chefza Shel Iser. Meaning they want to know whether or not the Rabbanan either have the capacity or the will, even if they have the capacity, to create a Chefta Shel Iser. Maybe all the Rabbanan can do is tell you, you know, do this and don't do that. That they can be prescriptive and prohibitive, but they can't create realities, even on a Rabbanan level. They just don't have the ability, the capacity, to create a Chefta Shel Iser, to assign stature or status to an object, even on a Drabbana level. That's a debate that the Achronim have. So that would be relevant to this question here. Of course, if they do have the capacity, or if their capacity exists in certain conditions, then it's possible to be mechalek between two types of drabanans. Drabanans are extensions of daraisas, and drabanans that are standalone drabanans. Right, often we say yesh l'ikar min haTorah or kein daraisa. This is, of course, a distinction we're very familiar with in a number of contexts. Ein mebatlin iser l'chatchila, mebchalek, for example, between daraisas and drabanans. But the Bali Tosfos always say, but you know, you should be mechalek between drabanans that are kein daraisa and drabanans that are standalone drabanans, and so on. We find this with regard. Some people say this about l'sasur. Many other contexts as well, including this question. In other words, maybe the rabbanon don't have the ability, or they won't create new drabanans as statuses. But if you're talking about, you know, extending the din daraisa midrabanan, that they can or and will do. Okay. This is basically, again, the if you look at the famous Chidush HaGriz on the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, that's how Rav Elbel explains the difference between Shah Chamishis and Shah Shishis on Erev Pesach. So Shah Shishis, basically, they made Erev Pesach, they made the Achilek time come early. Right? And that's why it's, you know, Bein Bachila, Bein Bahana. And if you look at the language of the Rambam, that's exactly the way it sounds. Whereas Shah Chamishis, they created a new Isra Achila. That's why it's only Achila, not Hana. It's a standalone gzeira. You have it all over the place. My point is as follows. When it comes to this particular halacha, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Yada, once you say the Bali Tosfos idea, which is that this depends on Achila, and that you're mechalek between Tzom and Macholas Asuros, so it sounds like you're saying Chepsa Shal Yisur, once you say that, what about Drabanans? Now, clearly Vava Med Aleph is Drabanan, Dmai, and clearly Zayin Amud Aleph is a Drabanan, either Yerek, which is, you know, Maisa Drabanan, or Tevel Drabanan, or Dmai. Zayin Amud Beis is a little trickier because of what we just said before, which is, well, if there is really an indication that it's Tevel Daraisa, then that's of course, you know, not a problem. But the point is as follows. Maybe it still makes a difference. One way or another, you have to say that the issue of Enoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Yadon, that this idea applies to Drabanan. Yerek Shel Beis Shan is clearly Drabanan, and Dmai, even if you hold Tarova's Dmai, is a Drabanan. The only question is whether or not these are Drabanans Kein Daraisa, or they're new creations, which is another way of reformulating our question from before about Dmai, whether Dmai is basically an extension of Tevel Daraisa, or Midrabanan it's Tevel, by the way to say it, or it's not Tevel at all. It's just a Chovas Afrasha, and maybe an Yisra Achila Sagavra. So this would be an important issue to raise. Having said that, these issues come up only according to Bali Tosfos. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has two formulations. Rafi, you see the Ramban? Get a chance? Avi? Disagrees with Bali Tosfos. Not on Hei Amud Beis, but on Zayin Amud Aleph. You see it? He has two opposite alternatives. Adam? Yeah, the first one is very fascinating. From a Hashkafa point of view, it's just very fascinating. Number one, he doesn't like Bali Tosfos at all, and he dismisses it, you know, in good humor. What did he say? Ein lo tam ve'ein lo reyach. You know about the Macholas Asuros. I think it's ein b'tam azeh, meaning referring to Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, lo tam ve'lo reyach. Okay. So he doesn't like. He doesn't think that Macholas Asuros have some special yichus when it comes to Enoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yada. Okay. What's the alternative? So the first one, Adam, is Rabbeinu Neru, correct? Takal Al Acherim. This is very fascinating. Actually, works very nicely in the words. And from a Hashkafa point of view, I think it's a very compelling and a very significant position. Basically, what he's saying is But he adds to it, Avo b'dvar atzmo, ein adam tzadik baretz asher yasa tov v'lo yechata. Right? Meaning, you're not going to, even the biggest tzaddik, you're not going to safeguard him from any kind of avera. Right? It's not so important even that that take place. Ein adam tzadik baretz asher yasa tov v'lo yechata. So it's not the end of the world. The real problem is that he should be responsible for someone else's takala. Now this is very interesting, meaning, you know, a kind of an extended lifnei iver or whatever you want to call it, that is more chamor. If I'm going to do a severe aver for myself, no big deal. But that I should be the catalyst for someone else, that you want to save me from. Okay. We have something similar, but in a totally different context, which one would have thought meant something different, and probably does, but I'm going to throw it out. That is in the sugya of chatei kadesh tzake acherim, which is again a very, very fascinating issue. Right? When do I step in and sacrifice my spiritual status, right, in order to safeguard someone else? Right. So when do I have to make that kind of a spiritual sacrifice? So there are all sorts of rules that are discussed, all sorts of stiras in the Gemara, and the Rishonim in different places, in Shabbos, and in Gittin, and Yevamos, Gemara discusses, when do you say that, when don't you say it, you almost always say it, you almost never say it, it depends on the Kal and the Chomer, what are the criteria? So the one of the suggestions is that whenever you are responsible for his problem, then you have to make the spiritual sacrifice to save him. In other words, if I gave him something and then I realized, you know, that he's not going to be a mafresh, you know, then it's my job, you know, to step in and save him, even if it means doing an aveira. Okay? Shabbos or whatever. So on the surface, that simply means, probably does simply mean, that when it comes to the interaction, chatei kadesh tzakeh, so basically, you know, chayecha kodmim, but not when you're responsible for putting him in danger. When you endanger him, then you can no longer have the luxury of saying chayecha kodmim. But that's not what we're talking about here. Here what we're really saying is that being responsible for someone else's spiritual downfall, or even spiritual stumbling, right, is worse objectively than making your own mistake, because we're talking about, you know, the safeguard of Ashkacha in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takala al Yada. So I think it's a very powerful idea. That's the idea of the Ramban. Yeah.
It's like the difference between Mesis and Obed Abadazar.
The difference between
Mesis and we find some Chumras by Mesis that we don't have.
That's true. We were discussing Sanhedrin some years ago. Could be. I think there again there might be another issue, like the intentionality of it, and the lahachas aspect of Mesis is worse, even objectively, than Obed Abadazar. In one sense, it's a bigger act of rebellion, or a more cynical act of rebellion. That doesn't apply again here, but I hear. The point is that to be responsible for someone else's takala is apparently worse than to be nitkal, even in a more chomor isra yourself. That's the first idea of the Ramban. What's the second perspective? Adam? Yeah, which of course also makes a lot of sense. V'yeshul tarets, and of course, maybe takala tzadikim, klal, the shogeg shabalitar misayino. Rabbi Yishmael, pshia ha'isa lo b'davar shelo chashash l'divrei chaverav l'hachmir. Now these pshios are not really pshios, you have to understand. But what they mean is that, you know, if you behave in a very ideal way, you know, that then the rule of in a kodesh baruch hu maybe takal al yado, again, the Ramban builds it on haba l'tayr misayino. So if haba l'tayr misayino, so then certainly, you know, if you're pure and pristine, then you're not going to be nitkal. Hashgacha steps in and prevents you. But if there is some sort of omission, like some sort of a pshia, namely if you weren't fully, you know, idealistic in your pursuit of your own life of Torah mitzvos, so then you don't get accorded this special hashgacha. It's not so much an odesh as it is, I think, a withdrawal of this special hashgacha. Yeah.
I think this review said performed by Tosfos, quoted in, I think, Tosfos Rosh and Shabbos, says some, I think, that he's not considered a tzaddik for that.
For that particular issue. Yeah, I think that's what the Ramban is saying, 100%. And I think by quoting Habal Atar Misayin also is very important. He calls it Pshia Hois Hois Ladavar Shalachosh Ladibra Chamil Hachar. Again, the example that I gave before of Chate Kadesh Tzak Chamercha, that's also one of the major shitas of the Rishonim, that whenever it's your, not just a, you know, you're responsible for the other person, if you're Poshea, then that rule may not, you don't get accorded that same kind of hashgacha. There's another exception here as well, which is just very fascinating in the Ramban, and that is, Adam, Hazama. In the case of Hazama, or in the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Shaharagay Zomim. So how do you explain that? So he says, Shema mechuyiv l'shamayim hay osayish. The zimno HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, l'vgoa bo kei maisir Rabbi Shim ben Elazar. So that's also just very fascinating. That what's that?
He says it in the Rabban al-Torah.
Yeah, so it reminds us of the Rabban al-Torah, which is a slightly different context. Right, the Rabban al-Torah, to explain the, well, what's the context there?
Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa.
Yeah, the Rabban Shoftim, when he explains Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa, so he says, you know, why should it be so? How can it be so? So he says, maybe it's an act of Hashkacha. There it's to explain why we don't punish him. But there, of course, the Ramban is not saying that, you know, his being the agent of Hashgacha absolves him. Because there, he's an agent of Hashgacha only because he himself is an Avarian. I mean, he lied. The only thing is, he's not getting the full punishment of Kasher Zomam because it's Kasher Asa, because he is, you know, a medium, let's say, for Hashgacha. So that somewhat, I guess, mitigates, you know, the onesh. But the Maisa Veira is there, and he has a shame Rasha. Most of the Rishonim of the opinion discussed this in June, I believe, last year. We talked about Azama. And most of the Rishonim of the opinion that even if you hold Kasher Zama below Kasher Asa, there is a Psul Eidos, for example, of Azama. Right? You're not going to say, there are 2 days of Rishonim about it. And even the Rishonim would disagree, we'll simply say because there's no shame Eid Zomein, and that maybe there's some question who is and who isn't saying Sheker. But the point is, if you believe that he's a Rasha and he said Eidos Sheker, then certainly he's going to be Pasul Le'edos, even though you say Kasher Zamam below Kasher Asa. So the Ramban there is just trying to explain that as a, you know, as part of the mechanism of Schar V'Onesh through Hashgacha, so the Onesh is tempered. Here he's saying something a little bit different. Here it's, you know, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yado. He's saying, you might be, if innocently, you didn't do anything wrong, you might, you know, be apparently Nitkal, but not really Nitkal. You just may be an instrument of Hashgacha. But there's no, not only no Onesh, there's no Maisa Veira here either. Yeah.
Is there room to talk about the case of Yudhim Purview and Tabai of being Machshel Yishlech based and carries out the Onesh?
Yeah. What do you want to say about that?
That would be being Machshel, the person that actually kills the Eid Zomim.
Oh, that would be like in the middle.
He didn't actually carry out the judgment. He
right.
made the decision. He made a Tavis in his decision, but he didn't actually
right.
even carry it out.
Right.
Or would we say that the Shlef Eizim is really just the Yad of...
So that's a big question in general. That's also part of Reb Chaim's analysis. Your point is well taken. Of Kasher Zomam, for example, below Kasher Asa and Misa. But a shliach bezin does so. If you're talking about a formal shliach bezin, at least you might say that in some cases the toes removes his status as a shliach bezin, too. And that's how Chaim makes the distinction between that's, you know, kasher zama lo kasher asa in mamon and in misa. So I think they're right. I think there is that factor as well. Whether the mistake, which can't be assigned to the official legal process, doesn't take away the shame. Here the Ramban's not saying anything like that, because just, you know, he's speaking more in, I guess, time, you know, Onesh and Takal, and have happened through my, again, somebody who's much more idealistic, obviously, but the point is well taken. Anyways, as a result of this, Ramban expands the notion of Pshia in being Nitkal in Averos, right? Because if this is really the criterion, he has to explain certain cases. You know, how far, you know, how proactive, you know, do you have to be? You know, how much of a purist do you need to be? You know, when you are a Navarian to escape, or to warrant, let's say, the special hashgacha of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Yadam, that becomes a challenge for the second day in the Ramban when you apply it to some of the cases. So it's just a very fascinating side discussion. Okay. That aside, that's the debate about Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Yadam. But getting back to our issue for the moment, as the implications for of Macholos Asuros for Demai are more more relevant to us. So let's go back to that for just a minute. So here, some of the Achronim raise a different Demai question. The Demai question that we asked before was, if Demai is really not Macholos Asuros, so how does that fit in with Tosas? Okay, and that's what we were struggling with, three reflections in the sugya of that Bava Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Aleph, Zayin Amud Beis. So we tried to explain each one. I tried to make a suggestion about the Mandamar of Tarovas Demai, etc. But there's another question to ask here, and that's in both the question to ask in both directions, one on Vav Amud Aleph and the other on Zayin Amud Beis. And that is as follows. Gemara says that if he would be eating Tarovas Demai, and Tarovas Demai would be Asur, this would constitute Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Al Yada, correct? So some Achronim ask a very simple question. Namely, what's the simple question, Jakey?
If there was Hafrasha here.
Yeah. How do you know that there was no Hafrasha? The assumption that we're talking about Takala, because you're reading Tarovas Demai unwittingly, is that it's Tevel. But let's say it's Kabe Shmaya Galya, then it's not Tevel. Maybe there was a Hafrasha. Maybe this Ama Aretz. Remember that Rova Ami Aretz, according to Rava, are Ma'asri. And maybe according to Abaye, it's also true, just it doesn't, you don't need it, or it doesn't have that impact. Or even if it's not, so it's half and half. And maybe even if it wasn't half, maybe if it was even three quarters, then don't. Depends how you, again, if you just read the Gemara in Sota, the initial Takana, for all you know, could be Rov our Nichshal. But either way, it's not a Vadai. So how can you quote, how can you invoke, right, Hemdan Shal Tzadikin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Yadam, as long as it's not a Vadai Iser, maybe there's a chance that there was Hafrasha in this case, so there's no Takala. Why don't you just assume that? Or at least it's a suffix. Once it's a suffix, there's no question. Okay, that's a question. Similarly, one could ask the opposite question on Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, what happened? The Chamor of Pinchas Ben Yair, right, didn't want to eat the food, right? And, you know, maybe because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yadam. Okay. It is a little difficult, as you correctly point out. You know, it's the chamor there, so we have to emphasize the kol shekain tzadikim atzma. But then the Gemara says something very fascinating, right? Namely, well, what was the problem? It was macho behema, and macho behema is not subject to demai. So if macho mi mechayvi, right? After all, there's a p'tur demai in this case. So if there's a p'tur d'mai, then what? So then there's no Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takal al yadam? That's what the Gemara is saying. So the same question arises, namely, how do you know that in this case, even if there's no chiyuv d'mai, how do you know maybe it's tevel? Real tevel. These are opposite questions. Right, Nazan Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says it is a takala. Why is it a takala? Maybe there was Meiser. And if we had Kamish Maya Galya, right? If the Rebbeinu Shalom knows that it's Meusar, then there's no problem eating it. On Zayin Amud Beis, when the Gemara says Umi Mechayvi, there's no problem. Let the animal and Pinchas Ben Yair let them eat as much as they want, because there's no Chiyuv Demai. Maybe the good animal knew exactly what he was talking about. because it was Tevel Doraisa. That's the question. These are opposite questions. Okay. Basically, what these two questions highlight, at least you know in some measure, is the real suffek idea of demai. I mean, demai is suffek tevel, suffek meusar. In which case, you should never be able to say, you know, as a question, what about takala? It's a vadai takala. That's the problem of vava min aleph. And you should never be able to say, in the context of a real nevuah, right, of some sort, that there's no point to it because there's vada no chiyuv d'may. Those are the questions. The first question, the question of vava min aleph, was famously asked by Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asvan Daraisa piece that I told you to look at. The second question, the question on Zion Amud Beis, is asked by Eli Marsha and the Shita Mekubetzes. Great. Marsha and Madura Kama and Madura Basra and the Shita Mekubetzes Alatar. They ask the second question. So the first question, the Asvan Daraisa question, that's his famous, that's how he starts off. He has a small simon, but a very well-known simon, in which he discusses exactly the question of the nature of demai. And he analyzes it in terms of two basic issues. He starts off with Ar Gemara and Chulin. And he says, well, Ar Gemara and Chulin seems to be ignoring the possibility that maybe the Am Haaretz was Maaser. How can you do that? And he comes to the conclusion, anybody saw it? It's Vaday Asur. That's his big raya for the Yesod, that demai isn't safek, demai is a chiyuv vada. Now this formulation that demai is a chiyuv vada didn't begin with the Asvan Daraisa. It didn't begin with Dani either. Okay, well both are strong and advocates of the position. Who did it begin with? Anybody know? I may be wrong too, but okay, well that gets you to like the 15th century. Can we go any earlier than that? Michael?
The Rambam maybe.
Rambam?
Maybe.
Which one?
The what?
The Rambam, you're talking about the Tshuva?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I agree. Maybe the Rambam in his Tshuva to Chachmei Loneil, which we'll get back to in just a minute. Absolutely, I think the Rambam is maybe the first one to formulate it in that way, as far as I know. Excellent. And after the Rambam, would you say who's the next one? Although they argue, but they don't seem to argue on this point, and that's what makes it so interesting. Akiva, the person Akiva was going to quote, I thought.
The Ravid.
Yeah? Which Ravid? The Ravid? The Ravid is the one who says it's even... But then, unless according to the Radbaz, but the Ravid is even the one who's saying Svek Sveka. Which Ravid are you talking about?
The Ravid in Hilchos Chanukah and Hilchos...
Oh, okay, we're getting closer, but I'm not sure whether the Ravid is the best person to quote for that. The one who says it in that context. I mean, the Ravid can be... The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam there, but that doesn't prove so much.
I was
going to
say even Rava and the Gemara might hold it, that it's a Chiyuvat.
Could be.
That's what I was going to say.
Right. Okay. Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, that's good to say. But we're not sure about that, right? But of the Rishonim and that Gemara in Shabbos?
Ramban says it in the Ramban.
The Ramban. Yeah. The Ramban does not see. You have the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that there's no. David, go ahead. What's the Gemara?
The Gemara is
Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says. You don't make a bracha on demai. How do we know it? Because the Mishnah says, because you can be mafrish aron, right? And therefore, obviously, there's no bracha. Yeah, well, but you make brachas on rabbanans.
So
Abaya says there's a difference between a vadai and a safek. So for Abaye they say also lezalzule, but Yom Tosheni. Then Rava says Rava me'aretz ma'asrene. Excellent. So now the question is, what does Rava mean? So Kiva says what Rava means is it's not a safek, it's a dinvada, right? Therefore, Rava is the earliest proponent.
Maybe.
But the question is how you read Rava, right? So how did the Ramban read Rava, David? Well, before, let's back up just for a second. So Rashi basically said that the argument between Abaye and Rava is an argument about Safek in Brachos. Now, if you have a Chiyuv Drabanan mit Safek, is it true that you do or don't make a Bracha? That's a huge issue already in the poskim. The Gaonim fought this out, and the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Rambam's all over the place. The Rambam of Chanukah, the Rambam in Meiser, the Rambam in Mila, the Rambam in Sukkah. Whenever you have a Safek Chiyuv, do you make a Bracha or not? That's the question. Correct? So Rashi understood that that really is the debate between Abaye and Rava. I mean, Abaye says, Safek Chiyuv Drabanan Ein Mevarchin, right? And Rava disagrees exactly on that point. Rava says, no, even if there's a Safek Chiyuv Drabanan, you'll still make a Bracha. That's how Rashi read the Machlokas between Rava and Abaye, which case, according to Rashi, right, Akiva would not come out so well. I mean, according to Rashi, Rava is really saying that a Safek would make a Bracha, but this isn't a Safek, it's more that it's a Miut. It's not impossible to say that Rava holds this way, but you wouldn't prove it just from, it could be, well, if it's a Miut, so why are we Machmir? Right, that's what I was saying before. Is this a reason to be more, always to be more Mekil, or is the Kula sometimes a reason to say, oh, well, it couldn't be a Chashash, because we're just so Mekil. I mean, we're so Machmir, it doesn't make sense. It must be they transformed it into something else. Which is what I think Akiva would probably say for Rashi if he wanted to impose this still on Rashi and Rava. But from the Gemara itself, you wouldn't have a proof. However, the Ramban, David, go ahead, does not read like Rashi.
I think it's a big thing to have Machlokas in the Abaye and Rava.
Correct.
And Rava is really answering the question of one's causality is back in Demai, so it's been back in a Kibadai.
Oh.
It's not a Safek, it's not there anymore. So I put in the Ra, and the Ra doesn't say that Kamash Malan. But I guess Kamash Malan and Rava Merit Master and Hang, therefore, can't be there independent as a Safek, as a Badai.
Well, that's not so clear. That becomes a little bit of a difficult point in the Ramban. Because what the Ramban is saying is, everybody would basically agree to Abaye that if we were dealing with a regular Safek, that there would be no bracha on a Drabana. That's what the Ramban is saying. However, Rava disagrees with Abaye because he thinks that this isn't a regular Safek Chiyuv Drabana. But the Dmai is Nitkan ala Safek. And since it's nitkan ala safek, it's a chiyuv vadai. That's whenever you have a safek tevel, there's a chiyuv vadai to be mafresh d'mai. And that's why Rava thinks that Abaye, even though he's right about hilchos brachos, he's wrong in his application to d'mai. So the Ramban is the one who came up with this, again, after the Rambam. We'll get to the Rambam in just a second. That's why I said the Rambam is interesting. The Rambam should have paskin like Rava. Instead, as we know, he formulates in Perek Tes Hilchos Maaser Halacha Daled like Abaye. And the Nos HaKelim are very bothered by this, and they say, oh, he thinks that Rava doesn't disagree with Abaye. He says, Abaye, you're right, but I can go one further. Even had you been wrong, in addition, there's Rove, and it's even bigger Kula than you think. That's how the Kesef Mishnah and Mari Korkas, a lot of them read the Rambam. Right. So it's not that he rejects Rava, he just doesn't think Rava is necessary for this halacha. And the Rambam in general believes that the Rava and Abaye don't argue about making a bracha b'safek, like Rashi. Had he felt that way, then paskening like Rava, he would have to assume they always do make a bracha in a regular safek, and that's not his psak in Hilchos Chanukah, it's not his psak in Hilchos Mila, it's not his psak in Hilchos Sukkah. But if you have a safek Mila and you have to do it again, if you have an androgynous, Rambam always paskins, with the one exception of Birchas Kriyashma, right? Pretty much the Rambam paskins that bracha bisafek never make. So obviously he doesn't think it's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. He rejects Rashi. At the same time, he obviously doesn't hold completely like the Ramban either, because according to the Ramban, it sounds like Abaye and Rava are arguing about the specific safek. They're not arguing about safek bracha in general. They're arguing about the specific safek of Dmai. So it sounds like the Rambam in that is opting to go with Abaye. So again, if you say like the Kesem Mishnah, the Mari Korkis, no. He just thinks that they don't really argue at that point. Rav is adding there's no argument, then fine. But when he emerges from his, we'll have to look at the language tomorrow, but when he emerges from the tshuva to the Chachmei Lonil, it's not what he thinks at all. But rather, what does he think? That there is an issue in Hilchos Brachos. Namely, what happens if you have what the Ramban describes? Again, what is it the Ramban describes again? According to Abaye, this is Safek Bracha, because Abaye sees Tebel, Safek Tebel, as the real problem of Dmai. And Rava says, no. From a Safek Tebel point of view, it would be Nitkan Ala Vadai. It would be a Chiyuv. The only reason that we're Mekil, not Mekil, the only reason we don't allow a Bracha is because Rovaniim Ma'asr. But then it comes, it's a little bit tricky now, of what happened to the Nitkan Alavada. It is, or it isn't, for the Ramban. What the Rambam says, seems to say, is that the debate between Abaye and Rava is as follows. Abaye says that basically both Abaye and Rava agree that there's a Safek. And when we quote Abaye, what we're saying is that despite the fact that it's nitkan ala safek, you still don't make a bracha. In other words, the way the Rambam in the Tshuva is reading it, very fascinating, is that if you have a takana drabanan, like if you have a mitzvah drabanan, like Chanukah, right, or a Megillah, so you make a bracha. But if the din vadai, even if it's a din vadai, is triggered by a safek, then that doesn't get a bracha. Meaning it reflects on the quality of the chiyuv and of the gzeira and of the maisa drabanan. So when the Rambam says it's a safek and you don't make a bracha, it really has a kind of a different meaning in Dmai than it does in the other cases. In other cases, we're suffering whether supposed to do it or not, and you don't make a bracha. And when it comes to Meiser, the Rambam is understanding, when it comes to Dmai, that there's an additional element, and that is something which is nitkan ala safek doesn't get a bracha. The Rambam would have a bit of an issue or a problem explaining bedikas chametz. Okay. Some of the Radvaz, for example, gives the example when he tries to explain this idea of nitkan ala safek, a vadai drabanan, so he says, like bedikas chametz. But it's questionable what bedikas chametz is about. Two, this is a whole big question whether you say sveka drabanan lekula or you say svek sveka in bedikas chametz. It seems to be machlokas in the Rambam and the Raibid in Hilchos Chametz Matzah. The Raibid always says, well, you know, what's the Rambam doing here? Bedikas Chametz is a Dindra Abanan, and as a Dindra Abanan, if you have more than, other Svekos, it's going to be Svek Sveka or Safek Lekula. The Raibid himself, in his Parish on the Rif, in Psachim, and the first parak, actually is the one who says that Bedikas Chametz is Nitkan Ala Safek. Anyways, But the point is, the Rambam in the Tshuva seems to be saying that even a Vadai Drabanan, which is Nitkan Ala Safek, shouldn't get a Bracha. Or that's the discussion between Rav and Abaye. In which case, formulation between is similar, Rambam and Ramban. The conclusion, in terms of its impact on Hilchos Brachos, is different, which raises a very important question. Even if you say that Dmai is a din vadai drabanan, which is nitkan ala safek, so to what extent does the safek continue to play a role? Is it just the hechetimtzi of the safek? That's the background. There's a safek, tevel, not as if it was yodua bevadai, if somebody was made, not he himself, because he's chashered, but somebody would come and say, right, for a fact, there was meiser. So there's no takana that says that tevua shalam aretz is chayv meiser again, midrabban. That's not the takana. The definition of the chiyuv d'mai is safek tevel shalam aretz is chayv b'afrasha. If you just look at it that way, so you could say, well, that's just the technical conditions and circumstances that go into defining Demai. And it's a Chiyuv Gomor under those conditions. And you can never count the suffix that triggers or that defines the circumstances of Demai. You can never count that in your calculations going forward when you treat Demai. And I think that is a view of a lot of implicit in some Rishonim and definitely the view of most of the Achronim who take the view that Demai is a Vadai Durabana. However, especially in light of the Rambam's formulation in the Tshuva of the Chachmei Lanil, I don't think that that's so obvious anymore. Namely, is it true that this is just the Hechetimtza that leads you here and from then on you never calculate it again? Or do you have to keep calculating as you're trying to figure out whether or not this Vadai Takana Derabanan, even assuming it is a Vadai Takana Derabanan, works and applies, do you always have to consider the likelihood of whether there really was a Hafrasha? In other words, if it's a Safek and that makes, whenever there's a regular Safek that gets you to a Vadai Takana, that's fine. But does that mean that original Safek never gets calculated into any other issues of Demai? I'm not so sure that is, especially if according to the Rambam, that is enough to color the question of Bracha. So we're saying, yeah, whatever there's a Safek, there's a Vadai, but it's still a Vadai which is based on a Safek. In other words, that might save Bedikas Chametz too a little bit. In other words, to what extent is it totally different than the regular idea of Safek Drabana? Okay, we're going to have to stop in a minute, so let me just get back to the points in our sugya, and then we'll hopefully finish this up tomorrow. Getting back to the question. So the Asvin Daraisa asked, just on our Gemara, he said, if you read our Gemara, so just where's the Takala? For all you know, there was a Hafrasha. You see from here that Demai is a takana derabanan, even if it's kame shmaya galya, meaning that there is no problem of tevel, that there was a hafrasha, there's still an absolute chiyuv derabanan for this guy to be mafrish, and therefore he violates the din derabanan of demai, even if it's kame shmaya galya, that there was a hafrasha. That's the Asvin Daraisa's big raya to this concept. Somebody brought to my attention, I didn't get a chance to look at it yet, I'll try to look at it before tomorrow if I can, that the stipler, that the Kilos Yaakov has a discussion of this Asvin Daraisa, in which he raises the following objection. Yeah, I didn't see it inside yet, so I'm just saying it cliche-y at the moment. But it works into what we were talking about, Macholos Asuras, but that's why I want to mention it. He said, well, how do you know? I mean, there's some indications, Not a simple matter, but there are some Rishonim who imply here and there that whenever there's a Safek and you have to be Machmir, there's an Iser not to be Machmir. In other words, the idea of Safek L'chumra isn't just a prescription, but it's an Iser too. So if that's the case, why does this have to be a special din in the Takana of Demai based on our Gemara? You see, even if it's Kami Shemaya Galia, that it's Metukan, that nonetheless this guy violated Demai. Maybe not. Maybe Demai is a Safek Tevel. But whenever there's a Safek Tevel, there's always an Iser to be Mekil and not to be Machmir. Now, whether or not there is such a Iser, I think, is open to question. Again, they argue this in the name of the Rajba. It could very well be that it also depends on whether Safek Daraisa L'chumra is a Kula or a Chumra. Again, according to the Ramban and the Rajba, most Rishonim will hold that it's a Chumra. At least we can talk about this question. According to the Rambam, who holds Safek Daraisa L'chumra is only a Din D'Rabbanan, of course with the exception of the Asham Talui type Ikva Isura cases, which of course is a different matter. But you know, then there's just nothing. According to the Rambam, there's nothing to talk about. Anyway, so what is the Kilas Yaakov's answer to this question? Just an interesting discussion. So he says, well, the Asun Daraisa will still be right. Why will the Asun Daraisa be right? Because even if you're not allowed to eat based on Safek Tevel, based on the rule of Safek Lechumra, you're definitely not going to treat that as a Chefza Shel Iser. So according to Bali Tosis, who say that in a Kodesh Baruch Hu maybe Takala Yadam is only Macholos Asuros, that's why I said before, some Achronim say it explicitly. This is reinforcement of that idea. In addition to the Nitziv is focusing on Timtum Aleiv. Kilas Yaakov is speaking, I guess, more in legal formalistic terms. But what he's saying is, even if it were to be true that there was an Iser to precede Misafek, that wouldn't be Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal Yon. That wouldn't be any better than the Iser of Achila on Yom Kippur, or the Askar of Kodem Avdallah. Right? Al Pidin is still no Macholos Asuros, because basically it's the Iser Nihug Misafek that is the Iser. And that's why he says the Asun Daraisa is still right. You have to say, based on this Gemara, that there's a Vadai Tevel Durabanan. Okay. So that would be an interesting issue. That's one side of it. I'm just not so sure, according to the Rambam, where the issue of Safek Vadai Safek is a little more complicated, you know, whether or not this is still true. What about the other side? Well, this will conclude. Namely, Zayin Amud Beis. So that's the question of the Marsha, and that's the question of the Shita Mekubetzes. We'll read them inside tomorrow. But basically, what's the short part of the story? Who mentioned the Marsha before? Ellie? Yeah. So what do they say? And what do they struggle with? I mean, there's the opposite problem. The problem on Vav Amud Aleph is, how do you know that there isn't at least a Safek of Me'usar? And that's why some of the Achronim are saying this is a great raya of Vadai. If you want to say not, you could say like the Kilas Yaakov's question and don't give his answer, and maybe you're still free and clear. Okay, what about Zayin Amud Beis? That's the opposite problem. The problem is, how do you know that just because there's no Demai on Meiser on Machol Behema, how do you know that it isn't really Tevel? Go ahead. Yeah, so what's going on there? So the Shita Mekubetzes, it sounds like he's making an important statement about Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takala Al Yada. Namely, what happens if there's a Heter Gavra, but there's a Chefza Shel Iser? He doesn't say it that way, but that's really what it kind of comes down to. Namely, what if really it's true that this is, on the off chance, that it's really Tevel D'Oraisa, but there's no Chiyuv Hafrashas Dmai. Again, Kami Shmaya Galia, the Rabbeinu Shalom knows that it's Tevel. So is he going to save you Takala Yadam from eating it when there's no Chiyuv Hafrashas Dmai? Because it's Machol Behema? That's a fascinating question. Right? So the Marsha kind of says, well, you know, the Behema wasn't a Navi. That's a Madura Kama, he says. He says, the Behema wasn't a Navi, it was a Behema. Then in Madura Basra, the Marsha says, the Behema wasn't a Navi because, you know, he wasn't better than Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. It sounded like the fact that he was a Behema alone wasn't enough of an exclusion. I guess it goes back to Bilam's... that argument probably doesn't work for Bilam, right? Madura Basra. Anyways, but so he, you know, he basically wants to say it's not a nevuah because he's worried about this problem. But then he kind of acknowledges and says, yeah, and even if it's tevel, but the fact is that you're allowed to eat it. And that's the language of the, that's in the Madura Kama. Then in Madura Basra, he says, nah, I don't think you could say that. I mean, if it's really tevel, it's machalas asuros. Shidu Kubetza seems to take the first view. Did I bring the Shidu Kubetza? Oh, I have it here. Right in front of me. Here on Zion with base. Right? Bekasha, Maika Parech, Akami Shmaya Galya, Vidilma Galya, Kame, Dehanu Sarim, Lohava Masri. Lefika Cho, Shlita Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lecho. Ishlomar, Ila Kochan, Mitchila Le Behema, Afagav, De Kami Shmaya Galya, Deloma Asri, Kivin Shechachamim Lo, Tzricho La Asri, Lo Mikri Takala, Umutar Behema Lecho. So, I mean, what does he mean by that? It could be one of two things. He could be saying that this is a din in Ana Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Yada. Namely, as long as it's Heter Gomor, as if you didn't hear about something, you didn't know, you're missing a piece of information, but it's Asur, that's a Takala. But, and maybe it's a Takala even when there's no Isur. Right, that was the, that's essentially the Kilos Yaakov's argument generally, or the Asfin Daraisa's argument, well, okay, let's say the Asfin Daraisa, it's more than that. It is Macholos Asuras Rabbana. So I wouldn't say that. But what about in the opposite way? Let's say there's a Heter Gavra, according to Klali Hakra, again, Kamishmaya Galya, Kamishmaya Galya, but we have to live in the real world, right? And the Rabbana Shalom Taras Hashem Tamima, you know, Lo B'Shamayim, we're given rules, and right, we're allowed to eat this demai of Maiser of Machol Behema. You're allowed to do it. So does Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takala Yadam apply when there's a Heter Gavra, but there's a Hefta Shom Macholos Asuros? And that's what the Shidduch Kubetza seems to be saying, right? Kivin Shechachamim Lo Tzricha Le'asir Lo Mikri Takala Umutar Behema Lecha. What would the Netziv say about this? Just because we don't know about it and there's a Heter Gavra, it's not Matamte Misalev? The opposite case, right? That's one possibility. The Asfin Daraisa himself, with this will conclude, he himself doesn't address the second question, but he says something very, very sharp in the piece, which implicitly addresses it. Namely, did you see it?
No. Oh. I was going to say, does the Heter Gavra trigger a radical transformation of the Chetza?
Well, he not the Heter Gavra so much, but the he considers it to be like he compares it to Ruba de Isa Kamon. He said there's a Ruba de Isa Kamon. What's he bothered by? There are two main rayas for the Asun Daraisa on this piece. That again, he doesn't quote the Rambam, the Rambam in the Tshuva. He doesn't quote the Ramban. He doesn't get into the Svek Sveik issue. I'm not sure why. It's a short piece. His two things are, number one, our Gemara in Kulin, but only Vavam and Aleph, because he's interested in proving the Vadai. But then he has a second issue. Anybody see it?
Yeah.
What's the second issue? Not so much of Shishol Matirin, but can you be Mafrish? Ptur Alachi of Chiyav Ala Ptur. That's what you meant?
That was the last.
Yeah, but that's the Raya from Bab Metzia, that's the Raya from Menachos. Can you be Mafrish from Dmai on Tevel Drabanan and from Tevel Drabanan on Dmai? What's the problem? You can be Mafrish from Tevel Drabanan on Tevel Drabanan because it's Tevel Drabanan. But when you're being Mafrish from Dmai on Tevel Drabanan or Tevel Drabanan on Dmai, you also have the Safek, maybe it was Meusar, or maybe it's Vadai Tevel Daraisa. Right? The Mishnah Melech already raises this question because it seems from the Gemara in Bav Metzia and the Menachos that when it comes to Mafrish Demai al Tevel Drabanan or Tevel Drabanan al Demai, that you can do it. However, the Mishnah Demai and another Gemara in Bav Metzia implies that you cannot be Mafrish mi Demai al Demai. Why can't you be Mafrish mi Demai al Demai? Because one Demai may be Potter, the other one may be Tevel, the other one may be Metukan. So that's the Mishnah Melech Perakei Vilchos Trumos, Halacha Yud Zayin, asks that question. Fine. But that question aside, which he says, oh, the Mishnah Melech asks that question, the Mishnah Melech doesn't give an answer, which is not true. He does give an answer. Well, we'll get to the answer. But anyways, he wants to prove from, he says, I don't know about Dmai Odmai, that's a serious problem. But that aside, he said, Mipotar Alachiyub, Mechiv Alaptur, when it comes to Tevel Drabanan, it's not a problem because of this Yesod. The Dmai is a Din Vadai. Oh, but the Din Vadai goes in both directions. That's from our Sugya on Vav Min Aleph for proving the Din Vadai in the sense that what? That it's Vadai, not Matukan. Because Midrabanan, it's at least Midrabanan, it's at least Tevel. But what about the fact that it may be Tevel Daraisa? In which case, it's Minachiv Alaptur, Minaptur Alachiyuv, when you are Mafrish with Tevel Darabanan. So he has a line which is amazing. Hinal Ofana Achron Anal, Yeshlomar. Afilim Lo Iser Ha'amaretz Asadmai, Im Kozeh Hava Meiser Dmai. Sha'isar hu ach midrabanan. The kivin derov ame arts ma'asrnein, uminatara zlino basaruba, al kain have a dmai heter gamur minatara, afin be'emes lo isar ame arts, kivin she'enon yodim mizeh, shalo isar. This is astonishing. Ve'eshonu lelech achre harov shema'asrin. And then he adds, v'have kemaruba di isa kaman, d'chad v'trei batal v'nefach ha'isar lios. Hatter af sheish kan vada iser, and that is shocking. No more, if it's really so, then once you say rov ame aretz maasrin, you know you've just obliterated the safek, because it's not even a safek anymore according to this perspective, right? So then you really have to say it's a takana drabanan. It's a takana drabanan, which is, if it's true, he's basically taken both sfekos away. I mean, Misvara, it's shocking because when you have a Ruba Disa Kamon and you have a Taroves, you can say maybe, and even then not everybody agrees, the Rosh has the view that Nefach Ha'iser Lios Keheter. Now you can explain that in a context of a Taroves, namely a Ruba Disa Kamon, especially in a Taroves, let me say that way. Maybe even in a Ruba Disa Kamon. I'll explain it a little more tomorrow, but basically the idea is you take the totality and you define the totality by the rov, kind of a ruba kikula situation. But if we're talking not about a ruba de isa kaman, but a ruba de lesa kaman, namely, we're talking about this particular amaretz. He's not mu'urav b'mibein amaretz and batal baro. He's not nefach lios chaver. What is this? Or minamam frishim? What is that? Right? So it's very, very difficult. I mean, Joseph Engel says it, so it's something we have to take very, very seriously. What motivated him? He's trying to explain. There's no chiyuv al p'tur p'tur al chiyuv. On both sides, it's gone. If you hold that way, then even if it wasn't the din of Eina Kadosh Baruch, maybe Eina Kadosh Baruch, maybe Takala Yadon, you know, Metamte Mesalev, Machalos Asuros, we should really be worried in our Gemara. The only thing is, according to him, it's really gone. It's Heter Gamor. I don't think that's what the Shita Mekubetzes means. I think the Shita Mekubetzes and the Marsha Madura Kama, Marsha Madura Basra argues on the whole thing. Although how you read the Gemara is still difficult. But Marsha Madura Kama, I'm not sure if he means this. Shita Mekubetzes, I'm sure, doesn't mean it. He thinks it's a din in Takala rather than a din that the Demai is gone. Okay, well, we'll pick up with this tomorrow. These are just the two poles in our Gemara, but they, as I say, highlight. Do we have a suffix as part of the definition? You just have to ask the question according to Joseph Engel in both directions, whether you even have enough of a suffix in either direction to be part of the definition. Or is it just like the history of, well, Davar She'enu Mitukan Bevadai, you know, Chayiv Dmai, even though there's really no suffix, substance of suffix at all. I mean, there's some suffix only in the comment. Had it been, you know, no dal yidei edus, but aside from that, it's very difficult. Okay, we'll look to the door.